This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number four of the G-Bag Nation. We got Rangers baseball West Coast after another heartbreaker last night. Jared Sandler joining us. We got Kamar Rocker coming up on the other side. Rangers Players Show. Wolchuk with you. Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, Lucius Alexander. Of course, you got Carter Freeman coordinating your video. And appreciate you rocking and rolling with us here on a Toxic Tuesday. LA Live coming up at 5:40. But let's welcome in our buddy Jared Sandler from LA. Jared, how are you, man? And look, when we opened this conversation yesterday, I was like half joking about the extra innings thing, but damn it, I don't know how much more heartbreak I can take, let alone how much those players can take.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about that in the ninth inning. If this game went to extras and the Rangers lost, we might have to amend our conversation from yesterday, but unfortunately it didn't go in extras. We were, you know, once it went to the bottom of the ninth, we were rooting for extras, but and when you're in a stretch like this or you're losing close games, it seems like it's a different person every night who's, I don't want to say to blame, but, you know, who's kind of at the center of it. And sometimes it's a guy who is really good at doing a certain thing who's just unable to do it that one particular time. And, last night that was Hobie Milner, who I don't think anyone would argue has been, you know, so incredibly good for this team and maybe the most valuable of all the relievers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he came in. It's never easy to come in bases loaded, with no margin for error there in a walkout situation. It was a close pitch that he threw to Nolan Schanuel, but Schanuel's got a pretty keen eye and drew the walk. And yeah, we were going home somewhat surprisingly on the wrong end of that.
Is it fair to, I don't know what the other options might have been. I know that this bullpen's been really, really taxed here over the last couple of weeks. But for Chris Martin to go back out for another inning, I think was one that, hindsight's 20/20, but I wondered, was that the best choice?
Well, I don't know. I guess, Zach, the challenge is with Jacob deGrom and not blaming Jacob. But the reality is, in going five innings, that put them in a tough spot. And when you also consider that the Rangers have gone, they're in a 10-game, 10-day stretch, so it's not like they've got an off day coming up, until the All-Star break. And, you don't want to put yourself behind the eight ball by using every single leverage reliever. So I think in that situation, you got to prepare for the possibility that this game's going to extras. You're hoping for it, right? At that point, in the bottom of the ninth, you're wanting to go to extras. Mm-hmm. And so if it goes to extras, you probably don't want to use Milner and Garcia. You will if you have to. You probably don't want to use them both. And so Martin had such an efficient, last inning. Hindsight's 20/20. I just think it's tough when DeGrom went only five innings.
Yeah.
That just kind of made a lot of the decisions there tough. But yeah, obviously it didn't work out. And, maybe it should have been Hobie or Garcia to begin the ninth. And you just, you live to see another inning and make decisions after that.
What was going on with DeGrom last night? What wasn't working?
I think the first thing that you think about when teams aren't swinging at some tough pitches from DeGrom, was he tipping? Did they have something on him? that allowed them to lay off some tough pitches. But, you know, I think last night, you kind of tip your cap. I thought the Angels did a really nice job. You know, in two strike counts, they battled. It wasn't like DeGrom was all over the place. Now, he didn't have his best command, right? It wasn't the best version of Jacob DeGrom we've seen. But it wasn't like he just was all over the place. And, you know, he got himself into some two-strike favorable counts, and the Angels did a really nice job laying off some tough pitches. So, you know, it's not often when DeGrom has a less than outstanding outing where it's like, yeah, just credit the other guys. But, you know, I think we kind of were in agreement after the game. Like, the Angels deserve credit for battling and forcing DeGrom to make some pitches by lengthening at bats that all of a sudden became more hittable. But I think if, you know, to put the spotlight on Jacob, I just don't think the command was as sharp as we've seen it, specifically with the fastball. It really seemed like he was kind of spraying his fastball and not commanding that pitch the way that we're accustomed to.
Jared, are we getting good news with some of the arms that we've been waiting on? John Gray, Josh Spores. I mean, how close are we to maybe getting some reinforcements?
Yeah, I think John's probably, you know, on the right track. You know, I think a rehab assignment is you know, in short order. I'll be honest, I don't know about Josh Spores. You know, he obviously doesn't need to be stretched out the way that John Gray does. But, you know, the reality is when you have a shoulder surgery, that, you know, like Josh had, it might take a while before you're back to full strength. Now, there's the difference between ready to pitch in a major league game and being back to full strength. So for Josh Spores, we might see a version of Josh Spores this year that doesn't get to the velocity that we're used to seeing and that you will see from Josh Spores maybe next year. But I think he's got to figure out how to have success without being able to get up to 96 and 97. He's got to figure out how to have success at 93, 94. And I don't know that he's going to necessarily learn that just from a rehab assignment, because he's got to learn that with major league hitters. But I think they're trying to, you know, get him to a point where he's got just a little more velocity back consistently. So, you know, obviously he doesn't necessarily need several rehab outings, but, you know, I don't know that he's right around the corner, but I do think, you know, the Rangers hope that sometime around the trade deadline, he'll be back.
Hey, Jared, maybe it's me just kind of thinking this, and I don't know if it's true or not, but you're there every night, and I listen to you every night with the broadcast. Are the Rangers having problems with the bottom of opponents' lineups of getting those guys out?
Yeah, well, last night they did.
I mean, I know it's probably a weird question to ask, but why do I feel like that the last few games and stuff that we've seen some issues with, they haven't been able to get 7, 8, 9. I know last night 7 and 8 were a big problem. But I was just wondering if is there something I'm missing there? I'm trying to kind of feel like that why is the bottom of the lineup, like, because I was listening to you last night, you're like, well, here's the 212 hitter, and all of a sudden it's base hit, you know, and you're like I'm going, damn, you know, Jared's trying to tell us there's a possibility here that they can get a ground ball and play this thing. They're playing in the middle of the infield for two and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like, why is the bottom of the lineup killing me right now?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Maybe it's just this one game, but I just kind of felt like there's been other games where they just haven't gotten through that part.
Yeah, so you miss road trip for sure, right? And it's always magnified. If they might not, and last night Travis d'Arnaud did do the most damage of, you know, any individual, so you know, that would not qualify with what I'm about to say. Sometimes it's not even that those guys do the most damage, it's that those guys are the outs you think you have for sure.
Right.
And when you don't get them, they're magnified, right?
Right.
So, what was it? Last year, the Rangers had, you know, all the trouble in the world with the other team's catchers. And it wasn't even necessarily like the best catchers in the league. But as far as overall this season, you know, if again, this whatchamacallit, this road trip that's been the case, but this season hasn't really been the case.
Yeah.
The Rangers, and I'm just pulling this up to confirm, the Rangers have yielded the lowest batting average against 7, 8, 9 in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
And the slugging percentage is actually the lowest as well. So maybe that's also why it stands out, Broadus, is that we haven't had this conversation a ton. And now all of a sudden, the last few games, guys like Martin Maldonado, who's just an absolutely atrocious hitter. And then,
Kevin
Newman coming up with a single, right? Like, it's just guys that you don't expect to beat you end up beating you. And it's probably, I mean, even Trenton Brooks with the Padres had a couple of hits one of the games. And just, it's kind of like, what the heck's going on here?
Yeah, I'm listening to the game and you or Hixie goes, well, before the series, he was 2-for-38, and you're why is he 3-for-4 today? It just seems like to me that there's, I just feel like there's outs to be had, and the Rangers aren't getting outs to be had. But you're right. They, like I say, if they're the lowest in the league, well, that's the stat. But it just seems like of late, they've just not been able to get that done.
No, I mean, you're right, though, Broadus. If you look at this, like the Padres series, it's not that Fernando Tatis didn't have a good game on Sunday or anything, but like you think about Martin Maldonado coming up with, a couple of hits, right? Yeah. Like those are the
18 RBIs for the year or something like that or some crap,
Yeah, those are the outs you need to get. And you remember, it's like in any sport, a lot of times those equivalents are what you remember. But then when you go and 7-8-9 doesn't get a hit off you for two straight games, you don't remember that, right? Because that's, unless it's against like the Dodgers, right? That's what you expect.
Right.
Right now the Rangers are in a stretch where they're getting beat by some of the lighter thumpers in the other team's lineup.
Jared Sandler with us here in the G-Bag Nation as we got our Rangers preview brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. I asked this to CY yesterday, Jared, and you've been a lifelong Rangers fan and now you've been working alongside the team now for a long time. He had the word confounding for how this season is because you could hear it in CY's voice. Even Boach, there's no answer. Like the pitching's been great. The hitting's been, or the defense has been great. Seager's hot now. I don't know what it is that you can really cling to for hope and optimism for you being there with this club. I mean, is this the most polarizing team that you've covered?
You mean in terms of just how confusing?
Right. They should be better than they are.
Yeah. Disappointing.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's from 2017 through 2021, if you thought the team was good, then you're kind of on another planet, right? So no surprises there. 2022, I think maybe we got a little excited because of some of the big signings. But, when you really kind of took a step back, that team probably wasn't ready. Honestly, 2023, I don't know that, any of us thought they were ready to do all of that. But I think last year was a little surprising, but maybe you could chalk it up to, they just had the injury bug and things just weren't going their way. And maybe guys were worn out after a really long, 2023 season. But this is the year it's supposed to normalize, and it hasn't. So maybe we're the, maybe it's a fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, shame on me, or whatever that saying is. I don't know.
You nailed it. Won't be fooled again.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe we're expecting guys to elevate their play to a level that's just not, it's not fair to make that expectation. I still don't feel that way, right? I don't feel like that some of the guys who maybe haven't performed as well are being held to, an unrealistic standard, but, we're going on, 2 years. And I think one of the things that's probably frustrating for Chris Young is that there is this belief in these guys, but at some point you've got to make an adjustment. And I think he's probably, nearing that crossroads where he's got to make some decisions on certain guys, either when it comes to just this year, or even, looking ahead to the future.
We have Rocker coming up next, Jared. Anything in particular we should be asking him about? I'm excited to ask him about the pickle juice. It seems like since the pickle juice, he's become a different pitcher.
Yeah. I'll tell you, The pickle juice game against the White Sox, certainly a turning point in his career. I wish Dawson was here to ask about the turning point. That'd be that'd be that.
What was the turning point?
Turning point was the pickle juice. The thing that's really impressed us is, since he started throwing his harder, and it's listed as a cutter, but it's a slider, and he calls it a slider, and everyone else calls it a slider. Against Tampa, he got rocked with that. But then he came back, and he all of a sudden started throwing a much wider mix of pitches, not necessarily pitch types, but velocities. And so it seems like he's doing a much better job of keeping hitters off balance. He's been a lot of fun to watch, and it's neat because you feel like, you know, you got a young pitcher and you're watching him grow and make adjustments, on the fly. And it's been really fun watching him compete. And clearly the stuff is there, but that slider that he's throwing, that he's got back up to the high 80s, even the low 90s, is, you know, really seemed like a game changer type pitch.
Thank you, buddy. Anything else before we let you out of here?
No, I just want this team to win, man.
I know.
Yeah, I just want to win. It's gonna win tonight.
Let's do it. I heard it in your voice last night, signing that thing off last night. I felt the same way, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. I understand Rangers fans are frustrated. Yeah. I'm not blind to it. Yeah. I understand. Hopefully they can get some wins here, the final six games before the All-Star break.
Let's go, Evo. You got it, buddy. All right, go have an excellent call as always, man. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
See you, fellas. Thank you.
There he goes, Jared Sandler with us here in the G-Bag Nation. We continue with our Rangers Players Show. Very excited. Kamar Rocker joining us on the other side.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's MensTClinic.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin. At arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That's next on the Fan.
All right, let's talk with Kamar Rocker for today's Rangers Players Show, the Expressway, brought to you by the on-time experts. Let's go commercial-free to the top of the hour. Segment here in the nation also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. For over 125 years, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. We head to the D&M Leasing Hotline and welcome in Kamar Rocker, Rangers pitcher. Thanks for the time, Kamar. How you doing, man?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Heck yeah, bro. It's great to talk with you. I can't help but think that the turning point in your season has been that pickle juice performance. You've been absolutely on fire ever since then.
Yeah, man, the pickle juice is a big help. Cleared it up really quick, but yeah, I'm happy the way it's going.
Is that now the key to success? Like, have you just had fun with this from now on? Are you sampling some pickle juice before all the starts?
Yeah, man, you just keep the pickle juice flowing and see where it goes.
I love it. How superstitious are you in general, Kamar?
I like my routine, but not crazy superstitious.
So how would you describe overall how you're feeling, how this season's gone? Certainly some ups and downs, but you seem to be really kind of hitting your stride, as Eric mentioned, right now.
Yeah, no, definitely ups and downs, and that's part of it. And it's getting better and better as each day goes by, just with the team and trying to see when these guys are going to click and we're going to click together. And I feel like it's coming soon, and we're just enjoying it while it goes.
Do you ever have any guys tell you how good of a football player your dad was? Because I played against him at LSU, and he kicked my ass every day in that game. And does people talk about how great of an athlete, just player, your dad was?
Yeah, definitely growing up in the South, being Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, sure. Just the fact that he went to Auburn. A lot of times it was restaurants and little things like that where, I mean, he'd have tons of people coming up to him, and I had no idea. He was just my dad at the time. But
yeah,
definitely showed up in the work ethic early on when I was younger and kind of instilled it in me.
Yeah, and rightfully so. I could tell we were out spring training and just watching you work. I'm like, okay, I could see that's his kid. I could tell by just your work ethic and stuff. But, yeah, honestly, yeah, your dad, we could not block him one night. I mean, it was like he knew every play we were going to run. We tried to double him, triple him, and literally he made our life. We won the game, luckily 7-6 in a weird SEC game. But man, your dad, seriously, I just had to say that. Now we're getting to talk to you. Your old man was a badass. Let me just tell you that right now.
I love to hear. He's all ball, man. He's all ball.
Oh, he is all ball. No question about that.
I imagine you played football growing up. What position did you play?
I played 2 years in high school, and I did D-end on varsity, and then I had a chance to play JV quarterback, which was really fun.
Oh, okay. Were you dual threat guy? I imagine that's a big, intimidating.
It's like Cam Newton playing out there.
It's a big-time quarterback.
I had never played before, and I just hopped behind there. I knew I could throw it, but handing off is complicated, way more complicated than people think.
Wow. Okay, what's something about pitching that maybe we wouldn't know is super complicated, but like a handoff for a quarterback, it's like actually there's a lot that goes into this?
Definitely game calling and just being on the same page as your catcher. I think that's a underrated thing now in today's game with guys' stuff and their velo and everything they're throwing, but got to have a guy back there controlling the game.
How much thought do you put into, because as the starting pitcher, you get to choose the uniform combo, right? I mean, how much thought goes into that? I noticed you went with the red the other night, and that's a damn good look. I got to tell you, good choice.
Yeah, I like our jerseys, man. I think I got some of the best jerseys in the league, but away, it's between gray or blue. I probably lean more gray, and then the whites at home is always clean.
The Sunday best, are those the best ones?
Oh, the powder.
The blues?
Oh, those are the cleanest for sure. Yeah. Those are tight.
I love those unis. So what's how's the slider been? I mean, that's been a dominant pitch for you. How have you developed that, workshopped that? Why is it clicking so well right now?
I think it's something I just started to lean into more. Like, it wasn't the exact shape that I've been wanting, and I was kind of fighting myself on it, but just trying to follow my body and see where the pitches go and keep adding to the arsenal and just making adjustments as the season goes.
Mad Dog is one of our favorites. Whenever we've had the chance to talk with him, the stories of him are legendary. Obviously, his brother Greg, apparently a big-time prankster. What's your relationship like with Mad Dog?
Good. He's a hard-nosed, old-school coach, and he tells it like it is. So just getting that feedback from each game and like telling the do's and don'ts have been really helpful. It's definitely propelled me.
Hey, Kamar, when you're out there on the hill and
how quickly do you know if you have it or you don't have it? And I mean, like, okay, I'm going to have to battle my ass off tonight because I don't have it. But how quickly do you know that where you're going to have to be in a game or where you're going to go in a game?
I'd say for most starters and more for me, but like in the bullpen, you kind of know if this two innings are going to be a struggle, if you got it or not. But if the bullpen feels good, I think you give yourself a little bit of confidence going out there in the first inning, giving your best try.
What's on your game day playlist? What are you listening to?
I'm no music on game days, but every other day I love a little country and a little hip hop, but no music on game days has been the thing.
What do you do on a road trip when you're not just fully baseball professionalism? How are you passing the time?
Right now the boys are on, PGA 2K25, so we crowd up in a room and we get it going. It's been really fun. It's a really great game.
Oh, heck yes.
Who's the best? Who's dominant?
Right now we got Justin Foss back up here now. He's cold with it. Jay Glass is real smooth with it. They go head to head with it. And then Simeon's a really consistent player as well.
Oh, get one of the vets involved, because you think like the young guys playing the video games makes sense.
Yeah, Simeon's a sneaky one. He don't say nothing. He come out there and he shoot about 300.
Who's the biggest trash talker on the team, you think, Kamar?
Biggest chirper?
Chirper. I like that.
Maybe Luke Jackson. He's definitely one talking the most, but no one sticks out that much.
He's a goofy dude.
He's hilarious, man.
He's a goofy goober, man.
He is a goofy goober. Kamar Rocker with us here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, Kamar, when you mentioned the country music, is that the Nashville ties? Did you kind of get it, or was it always been in you that way? With you talking about listening to country music?
I listened to everything growing up, but definitely leaving Nashville and just kind of getting on that slower pace has been nice. And yeah, I've loved it, especially since I got to grow up in college and see the stars out and stuff like that.
Very underrated city, that Nashville. Very underrated.
It is. It's getting better, man. It's getting better too.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, I heard that you're a big Wings fan. What's the go-to?
Chicken wings, right?
What is the go-to wing order, and how many? Like, do you have a record for how many you can put down in a sitting?
I'd say when I was in college, I could put down 30 easy, and that's like boneless wings. Bone in, I can probably do about 20. Wow. And then I always like Buffalo Wild Wings, so it was Buffalo Wild Wings, Asian Zing to start, and then now like I'll take about anything. I like a good wing.
The Asian Zing is outstanding, especially
that's a ceremony
guys.
Though, man. You got to sit down and enjoy those.
Bless the wings.
are we a ranch guy, Kamar?
A ranch guy, and then I don't mind blue cheese now, so we're branching out.
Okay, all right, very good. Okay, now how much of a, you got like sauce on the fingers, okay? We're talking about this with ice cream sandwiches earlier, when you get like the remnants on your fingers after. Yeah. Are you going to wash that, like in the sink, or are you licking that off?
No, that's getting licked off.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh, you're good, Kamar. Hey, we could not count on you for one thing
napkin
today.
We'll use a napkin, but there's no reason to wipe that stuff off.
10 out of 10. Kamar Rocker, this has been a real pleasure. I mean, it's Luke Jackson. It's guys like Alejandro Osuna. Mm-hmm. And now we can add Kamar Rocker, the best damn Rangers player show interviews of the year. Thank you so much, my friend. Keep up the dominance. Keep up the pickle juice. And we look forward to catching up with you again down the line, bro.
Appreciate y'all. Have a good day, man.
There he goes. Kamar Rocker. What a stud. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, man.
That was a lot of fun.
God, he let us down. He let me down at the end with that. But you got to figure a guy with wings that likes wings is probably going to be.
What else are you
going
to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a damn good American right there. Hey, by the way, for over 125 years, get this, Globe Life has helped protect families when they need it most. Globe Life, make tomorrow better. Let's make today better with the G-Bag of the Day into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius.
Kamar Rocker, that's a great lead-in. I'm not mad at that. But if I ever meet this brother, we're not shaking hands. We're dapping it for sure.
I don't know
if you just got finished licking them joints.
Elbow.
Yeah, he might give you a little elbow. I don't know what you... You see your fingers as tasty. Like, look at these joints. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every day at 5:30. If you see anything floating out there, it could be anything. It could be two people arguing, a crash out. Something real funny, maybe a viral video of some sort. Send it to me at Lucky Lucius P on social media. That is Lucius, L-U-C-I-O-U-S, Alexander. You can just call me L.A., Lucius Alexander on Facebook. You can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. All right. Hoo-ah, hoo-ah, hoo-ah. Day 2 right here for this champion audio. young man just joined the military. Hoorah to him. Shout out to you, sir. He's off to a slippery start, though. He fumbled a swear in a comedy way.
After me, I state your full name.
I state your full name.
Jeez.
Say your actual name.
I, Deontre Doshawn Wilson, swear.
That I will support.
It gets more painful to listen to every time.
Say your real name. Just say your name. Okay, very good.
You should repeat after me, though, right?
Yeah, that's pretty tough right there, man. I'm glad he made it in. I'm glad he made it in.
So is his family.
Just follow directions from this point on, okay,
yes,
son?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're leaning on you. 4 years, baby. Come on. College paid for. You get that down payment on a crib.
You can do it, sir. Hang in there.
You can do it.
After me, I state your full name.
I state your full name.
Oh, goodness.
I state your full name. All right, let's see here. What else we got? Boom. Looks like it's about to rain out here.
It does.
It is getting really dark, Lucius.
I like the vibe. You guys been watching Wimbledon?
Yes.
The tennis?
Yeah, it's been quite... We had a retirement yesterday. We
I
had
have
a
to.
Peck injury there.
Yeah. I have to. I've been watching it a lot. You ever wonder what a blind guy hears when he watches tennis? All that. There's a blind dude right here went viral for explaining what he hears when he watches tennis.
Okay, wait, what were you doing?
Well, I was just going to show you what a blind guy hears when tennis is on television.
Okay, let's see it. Let's
hear it. You got to close your eyes. You have to close your eyes. You can't watch.
Okay.
Okay. That's what a blind guy sees when tennis is on.
That's really good.
That's really his.
Really
very
good.
Good.
Yeah.
That is really
the squeaking
good.
Squeaking and everything.
The squeaking and hitting the mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't even do it.
That was a real talent right there.
Yeah, it's pretty good, man. Hey.
You play like the French Open where they play on clay. You get that slide.
Oh.
You get that hit slide.
Oh, yeah, that's what the doll was awesome at.
Yeah, yeah.
Chick-fil-A managers, they're never mad. People that work at Chick-fil-A, their workers, they're never upset. They always tell you have a good day and everything, whatever, no matter how much problem you give them.
My pleasure.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what these girls did to make this Chick-fil-A manager so upset.
I will call the police to remove you if you do not
leave. You are not going to come insult me the way I want.
Have a great day.
Boy, get out. Go. Yeah.
Look at him. Look at him. Can't even slam the door. This is crazy. And Chick-fil-A.
Wow.
He said, have a great day.
Get out.
No, you can call
him.
You're
have a great day.
Boy, get out.
No. You can have a great day.
I love that, dude. That is as mean as you'll ever hear a Chick-fil-A
ever.
Manager and or employee right there. That's phenomenal.
Times.
We do have our resident Chick-fil-A manager in the building, Zach Walchuk, the Willy Bully. Never seen a Chick-fil-A crash out, have you? Never seen a heavy wall.
Just
show.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. Maybe a little CFA.
Behind the scenes are crazy. There's probably a punching bag back there somewhere with all that aggression they have to walk around with.
But not behind the counter.
You got to blow off some steam.
Yeah, you got to do something. All right, this guy right here, he has a whole Instagram page where he's like trolling businesses.
Ooh.
This one right here is a car dealership that he keeps calling over and over again to the point where it looks like the car dealership called the police on this man.
Uh-oh.
And he went to press charges, so he calls as the police.
Oh, my goodness.
Trolling. It's pretty good.
Andrew speaking. I'm going to help you.
Good afternoon, Andrew. This is Detective Dodge Durango with the Passat Police Department. How are you doing today?
Dodge Durango.
Oh, I'm doing okay. But just so you know, that guy calls here still every day harassing us. Is there an update on him at all?
Oh. Well, sorry to hear that, Andrew. Yes, actually, so we do have him in custody. We're just calling to see if you guys want to move forward in pressing charges.
Yeah, I mean, I think without a doubt we want to press charges, yeah.
Okay. So I guess then just to move forward, we just need a couple things from you guys to do so.
All right, that sounds great. What would those things be?
Okay, so first and foremost, we're just going to need you to put a girl line.
You might be
literally at the bottom of the genetic pool. All the stupid people, all the people in this world, you might be at the very bottom. I'm going to seriously take you.
Put a grill on.
Put a grill on.
Did he say Detective Dodge Durango at the Passat Police Department?
This guy just believes it. What an idiot.
Put a girl on.
That is crazy.
That's
put
really
a girl
good.
On is crazy. Woo. Let's see what else we got. I got time. I get this in out the way. This is a filler, but it's kind of long. It's for broad. I'll play it tomorrow. Well, no, you guys are going to be out, right?
Shell Shack. We'll be at Shell Shack.
Shell Shack.
Yeah. North Henderson.
When you guys step out of the studio, I'm always eating shells in here, too. Sunflower seeds.
Oh.
Probably what? Not the greatest of snacks for radio.
Flavored ones?
Salt. Yes. Okay. Salt me up. I like the Davids.
The baseball player.
Classic, dude.
Yeah. I used to like the Frito-Lay, the green bags.
Yeah.
They did something different.
Oh, no.
They went to somebody else's farm or something. They stopped putting a steroid in it or something. Not something different.
Too small.
Put some MSG in my joint. Go fill up. We got some. Nah, I'll wait for it.
All right, very good. Is it your one-time champ, the military swear-in fumble? Is it what a blind man sees when watching or hears when he's watching tennis? The rare Chick-fil-A crash out or the Instagram troller? I think I'm going to go with the IG troller right there. Lucius, what say you?
A military guy fumbling it.
Okay, here we go. One
fumbling
to one.
And stumbling.
Wolchuk.
I'm going to go with blind tennis.
Blind tennis. Wow. 1-1-1. Broadus.
Blind tennis.
Blind tennis. There it is. 2-1-1. And your brand new G-Bag of the Day champion will replay that champ tomorrow at 2:20 and have a new batch of contestants at 5:30 tomorrow as we broadcast live from Shell Shack in Dallas off Henderson from 2-7 with Cowboys Crown Royal jerseys to give away. Back into the Pim Cup. LA Live on a Toxic Tuesday.
It's a Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James. Watch the rain fall.
Alright, you squares.
It's time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast. It'll make you dance to some of everything. Everybody get high.
Story time.
I'm about 5 hours away from Charleston. I got a show tonight.
Oh.
Problem is that I'm starving.
Stop.
If I stop to get something to eat, I'm definitely gonna be late. All I got is a cheeseburger, and it's very cold, that I got from McDonald's about 3 hours ago. Mm. And I was going to throw that away till I started thinking to myself. Don't throw that cheeseburger away. Mm. Don't throw that cheeseburger away. Because I've got 5 hours left. I'm going to save it for myself. And not throw that cheeseburger away. Cause I've got 5 hours left. I'm gonna save it for myself.
Let's go.
And not throw that cheeseburger away.
That man is undeniable right there. That is the great R. Kelly singing about a damn cheeseburger, damn, bro.
Okay, I was thinking that dude sounds like R. Kelly. And here we are.
That is R. Kelly singing about a cheeseburger. Undeniable that guy is. 100% a pedophile. Mm-hmm. 100% a pedophile. Might be like top 5 pedophile of all time when it comes to talent.
No question.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful voice.
Top 5 pedophile right there.
I smell a top 10 list.
Top 10
pedophiles.
Yeah.
Who are the top 10 most talented pedophiles
R.
of all
Kelly
time?
R. Kelly got to be up there with number 3. He's got to be up there number 3. This is LA Live for Tuesday, July 8th, 2025. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. If you can't tell, welcome in Tolos. Today's content will be toxic, but please do not shoot the messenger. It's just the way of the world at this point. There's toxicity, toxicity in our city. No! I don't want to know! No! Yeah, sorry about that. By the way, my roommate used to use that as his wake-up song in the Navy. About 5 o'clock in the morning, you hear some System of the Down. Yeah. Wake up! Wake up! Yeah. Wake up! You want to! You want to!
It introduced me to the system of the down.
That's an
all, 5 o'clock wake ups.
Yeah. All-time powerlifting leg day song. Okay. But as a wake-up song, that is...
That would be jarring.
That's psychotic.
Yeah, it was insane. I didn't know that was the way it did. But yeah, that's heavy rock. And don't let it be a PT day when we have to get up and work out earlier. Oof. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Wake up! That and Rage Against the Machine, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of Raging Against the Machine, I raged against the machine today, and this one right here helped me out, bro. I had some, we supposed to do the cardio after. Hold on. I got to bring that back. You do the cardio after the workout, right? That's what I've been doing.
100%.
Cardio after the workout. Sometimes if you kick your behind during that workout, it's going to be real hard to get the cardio done, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was hard for me. I had my head down. I was walking over to that Stairmaster, and I was doing the farm little walk joints during the workout, too, so my legs were already cooked. Looking at that Stairmaster, and just randomly, this song came on my playlist. I put it on there a long time ago, but I had no reason.
Right.
It got me through it, bro.
Oh, yeah. That'll put a little pep in your step.
Yeah, it does.
That'll make you reconsider leaving the gym entirely and just punting on cardio.
I got another one in me.
Oh, I was killing it, Broadus. I feel like I was in the Village People or something.
Yeah. Energy level skyrocket.
I was killing it, dog. Hey. Hey, LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Here's a quick way to get yourself added to the sex offender registry. Two youth baseball coaches have been fired after they stripped naked and went streaking at a 12 and under baseball tournament, y'all.
What?
12 and under baseball tournament. These fools went streaking, took all this. They took the skivvies off and everything.
Lady coaches?
Stark naked. No, some dudes. It was some dudes for sure. The coaches are from Lake Bluff, Illinois. Lake Bluff, Illinois. Lake Bluff, stand up.
I wonder if
stand
they,
up, Lake Bluff.
I wonder if they won a tournament and they told the kids they'd do it.
Yeah, it had
and
to
it
be
was
something.
A bet. Come on. It's like, get a tattoo. If we win this thing, we're going to get
really
a tattoo.
Streaking naked.
Yeah, it had to be something.
Very 1970s of them.
It's not clear what motivated the coaches to get naked for the creepy stunt, writes the New York Post.
Okay.
It happened in Cooperstown there, Broadus, in New York. So that's where like the Little League baseball happens, right?
Well, that's
that
Williamsport, right? Or is it
Honestly,
Cooperstown is the
Cooperstown's where the Hall of Fame is.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But the Little League World Series in Williamsport.
Is that somewhere else? Oh,
is it Williamsport?
That's weird. I don't know.
That's weird.
I was never good enough to go.
Yeah. Me neither.
Anyway, one of these videos.
Yeah, it's in Pennsylvania. Yeah, Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
I bet you they won a tournament and they bet the kids they would do it. Kind of a thing.
Just, well, they got themselves fired. Still and there's video of this.
Yeah,
you should have took that. With the, who? What? Another 12-year-old, you get naked and you could have kept your skivvies on at least.
Yeah, man.
And then one of the coaches slid to home plate head first.
What?
Buck naked.
Oh.
It's gonna be a lot of scrapage.
Oh.
A lot of scrapage, bro. That's road rash right there.
Oh, yeah.
These are real, these are certified nut jobs.
Yeah. Let's go to the CBS Chi-Town for the quick report right here.
Children can be heard laughing in this video, which
I bet
shows
they can.
Two men nude, one sprawling over home plate at a New York baseball field.
Wait, is he naked?
The video circulating online shows the men on the diamond bearing it all in the presence of children. Last weekend at the big Cooperstown tournament, the coaches, for reasons unknown and caught on this video, decided to go full Monty on the field.
Full Monty.
What?
Hey, that's going to be this big. This is going to be the reporter's big break right here. This is an all-time story to cover.
That's a viral story.
You should have seen the real video. I looked at the whole video. The reporter disgusted by these guys.
He was disgusted. He got
he
sent
was
to
totally
do this.
Disgusted by these fools.
Was he mad at the guys or mad at the newsroom for sending him?
I don't know which one it is.
Just
he was not feeling the vibes.
They do not want his career to succeed.
Yeah, they threw it over to him, and he was not peppy about it. Yeah. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. You think those fools gonna catch some charges?
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah.
You got naked in front of kids in a 12 and under tournament.
There's no coming back from that.
You might lose your job and your house and everything all because you did a butt naked slide at Coopertown, New York for the Little League squad.
Yeah, this is how you're remembered forever.
God. Man, one decision, bro.
One decision.
It's so slippery out here. Pause.
Now you got the red dot on your house.
Now you got the red dot. Like,
who wants to hire that person?
Now you got the, yeah, you got the weird stuff.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right, moving on. You guys want to hear something really toxic?
Yeah.
You ever seen the Twilight Zone movie?
Oh, not the movie, but the real one. Rod Sterling?
The one. You want to see something really scary?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, this is toxic right here. Have y'all heard Coach JB from Last Chance U on Netflix?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this guy is famous. He was talking about Sophia Cunningham's comments about the WNBA expansion cities.
Okay.
Remember, she was not feeling Detroit, Cleveland. Mm-hmm. She was like, we want to go to Tennessee, Nashville, Miami, bitch. Like, what you talking about? Listen to Coach B's toxic ass respond to this. His co-host tried to talk him off the ledge a little bit, but Coach B was on one.
How about I just shut the f*** up?
Oh,
like, bitch, play f- sports. You're getting paid to play. I'm so.
Just remind you of Fred a little bit?
Yeah.
Remind you of Fred?
Oh, yeah.
Remind me of Fred just a little bit.
How about I just shut the f*** up? Like, bitch, play f- sports. You're getting paid to play. I'm so f- tired of hearing your f- rant about this f- prima donna
they
ass.
Ask her a question, Jason. What are you talking about? Listening.
Are they on vacation, Smitty, or are they getting paid to
the
play?
The media asked her a question. Hey, sorry, what do you think about what are your thoughts on the expansion of the league?
These broads, homie.
You only said these are
real. Oh, you hit us, man?
Broads, yeah.
You make 70 grand. You're entitled. That's your job, homie.
You really are. You might be sexist, bro. No, I ain't gonna lie. You might be. No.
I'm tired of these enabled f***s, homie, who think they're on vacation and have to go to a pretty city. Homie, you're getting paid to play, homie. Suck it up or go work at Walmart then.
Ooh.
Out of here with your sad story, homie. I got
nowhere.
I got homies living in cars. I'm worried about this bitch. And she want to go play in Miami? F*** her. And guess what? Guess what, by the way?
Here
the three woke cities that added WNBA. Detroit, Cleveland, and Philly. Guess what? Liberal as f***. Weirdo f***s walking around with their d***s out protesting against Trump.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
That's an all-time. An all-time rant right there.
I do think his co-host obviously has worked with him enough to where he's like, he definitely is sexist. I mean, he was out on Mina Kimes. He does have a thing about like females
having an opinion.
He's got a lot.
Females having an opinion.
It's like, just shut up and do
what's
your
that
job.
Guy? How dare you?
How dare you talk on TV about sports? You never played?
Was it that Dan Dockage guy? You ever heard him?
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's
nasty too.
Well, he just rants on like that new show that the ladies are on that they have. Vibe check is that what it's called?
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Vibe check with my girl on there. Yeah. Duncan.
L. Duncan's host of Vibe check or Vibe whatever it's called.
Yeah, I turned it on just to give it a click. I haven't turned on the volume.
This Dan Duncan.
Look at L. Duncan.
You
he, and I give he, you a click.
It's like the Kardashians. Back
he went off on those ladies.
Duncan did. Oh,
yeah, he's
man,
like,
I want to
well,
hear
I worked,
that.
I worked with one of them, and they're all idiots. You know what I mean?
Oh,
literally, he did.
What's my man's name? So I can write this down real quick.
Dan Dockage.
Dockage.
Dan Dockage. Come to the front of the class, Mr. Dan Dockage.
Radio in Indianapolis, I think, is where he's at now. But he just went off on that show. I'm like, bro.
I'll be looking that one up.
Yeah.
I'll be looking that one. Appreciate you putting me on to that. Yeah, yeah. Coach B needs to join him. They need to have a little simulcast podcast together.
He ain't dropping the F-bombs, but he is saying some stuff. You're going, whoa.
I think his show is literally called Don't At Me with Dan Dockage.
Oh, okay. So this is what he does. He rage baits.
Yeah. Okay. I'll DM you the link that I believe it's to here. It's a YouTube link.
Okay. Hey, don't get mad at me over this toxic content that I'm playing. It's just the way of the world. Just the way of the world, y'all. It's just the way of the world. Man, LA Live 105.3 The Fan Toxic Tuesday. You know what was really, really toxic that I was put onto this morning?
What's that?
I have some more toxic stuff here.
Wimbledon?
I love watching Wimbledon. I do. Comedian Corey Holcomb, 51, 50, stand up. I've seen him a few times live. He's really funny. He's considered pretty toxic by some, considered a goat by others. In fact, he's your comedian's favorite comedian. How about that? You know okay. what I mean?
Oh, yeah, Bill yeah. Burr.
So he's got some respect for yeah. right. Bill Burr. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Loves Corey Holcomb. A lot of people love Corey Holcomb. Anyway, he makes songs from time to time. And this one got past me. But I got put onto it today when I was talking to my brother. And he was like, yo, I was playing this song. Have you heard it? It's called Shelter. Corey Holcomb. He made this a few years back. Shelter. This is toxic. This is toxic.
If you have faith, you can go anywhere and find your way. Ain't no doubt. Everybody out there who believes in the true God understands what I'm saying.
Okay.
I ain't scared of nothing because God has put people out here to save me from all situations.
The obese single mom will always provide shelter for me.
Do you hear what he's saying?
The obese single mom?
Hold on. You cleaned it back up. What is he saying?
The obese single mom always provides shelter for me. Is that not right?
What? No, that is exactly what he's saying. That is crazy. That is so toxic, bro.
The obese single mom will always provide
shelter. Hey, he's coming to October 3rd through 5th. He'll be at Addison Improv.
That is crazy.
The obese single mom will always provide shelter for me.
Oh, my God.
He's not wrong.
The obese single mom will always provide shelter for me.
This is crazy, bro.
It's catchier than I want it to be.
Oh, it's so catchy. Now it's going to be in my damn head now.
They never say no, huh?
The obese single mom.
Oh, my God. That is so toxic, bro.
It's a wicked talent.
Before we get out of here, speaking of baby mamas, Chuck E. Cheese.
Chuck E. Cheese.
The great Chuck E. Cheese is launching a new adult-focused spinoff. It's called Chuck's Arcade.
Okay.
They're trying to catch the older demographic.
Quality pizza? Games?
I like the pizza. Yeah. Now, it's been a while since I had it, but I've always liked Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
It still holds up, bro. Okay. We hit it from time to time, and it's like, dude, even the cheesy bread is on point. Like, it's really the real deal.
Okay. Yeah, the venue will have retro games like Galaga. Mortal Kombat,
yes.
Halo. Yeah, they're trying to catch you late Gen Xers, millennials.
Well, Donkey Kong action.
Are y'all going to pull up to Asteroid. Chuck's Arcade? Hey, then meet me at Chuck's Arcade. We're going to have some beer, some pizza, and play arcades. Or is this like, I got the kids.
It sounds a little David Buster's.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it is a little David Buster's.
I don't know. Are we trying to compete with Dave and Buster's? Yeah. That's a big entity, Chuck.
Like, we're not really filling a need here, unless you are just going old school games that Dave and Buster's does not have.
I don't know what we're doing here, Chuck. Like, I see you moving.
Or
you have
better prizes for the tickets you pay for.
Okay, the prize counters will have vintage style merch. Okay. Whatever that means. Like, t-shirt, better, old school stuff.
Better, yeah.
Okay.
Like, give me a concert t-shirt if I get skee ball really well. Yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese concert pizza with the gorillas and stuff, or is that showbiz? Is that?
Yeah, I think that's the showbiz.
Sorry.
No, but I'm trying to figure out if I'm an adult and I want to do something like this.
Yeah.
Am I going to go to Chuck E. Cheese or am I going to go to one of the other ones?
You going to go to Dave and Buster's or the big, the entertainment, whatever it's called?
Main event.
Main event.
Main event's popping.
How's the food at Main Event? Is it?
I really can't say
it
on it.
Once, it was a long time ago, and it was fine.
It was fine.
I wouldn't say like, oh my gosh.
I don't
gosh,
need fine. I need
delicious.
Better than that because I'm spending a lot of money at those places.
Yeah, you are.
Dave and Buster's is pretty good. You get a nice little burger at Dave and Buster's, which reminds me, there was a man that saved up 160,000 tickets.
Tickets.
To get a PS5 at Dave and Buster's.
Dude.
My man paid $20,000 for a PS5, bro.
Worth it.
The obese single mom will always provide shelter for me.
All right, my name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow. Love, willing to the creek, don't rise. That is my time. I'm out of here. Peace. Holla and all that.
Thank you very much, Lucius. LA Live every day at 5:40-ish. It is really pouring out there right now. A lot of people texting about the Chuck E. Cheese pizza conspiracy. Yeah, I've gone down that rabbit hole as well.
Something's wrong?
I think that they mix and match some pizzas. They're kind of putting old pizzas together with other pizzas to fill them out.
Oh.
Reheating. And yeah, there's some stuff going on. But hey, you know, pizza's pizza, baby.
They find a way to make it taste good. I do know that.
Just kind of, it is what it is. All right, let's do Around the Bases coming up on the other side, shall we? Grading the Rangers' last few drafts. And is this a red flag or is this genius? That's next in the nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.